Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 40 people were killed, 100 others wounded when bombs went through buses carrying Shiite visitors close to the Shagur neighborhood in Damascus, the capital of Syria. This Damascus resident said Syrian security forces arrived at the explosion site soon after the first bombing happened. He said he was at home. Suddenly people ran out of their rooms to assist the victims and the injured Iraqis. It was confirmed that the bombs targeted two buses of Shiite visitors in the area. Most of those who were killed were Iraqis. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence here in Washington. Uniformed Secret Service officers arrested the person without incident and identified him as a 26-year-old California resident. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident in any way, said the young man was a troubled person. He had no criminal record. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. Modi personally led the party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters and the impoverished state. But in a ringing endorsement of the Indian leader, the BJP won the biggest victory secured by the party in recent decades. This is